Hi and welcome to another episode of Harmony Healing, your weekly destination for relaxation and interesting inner journeys. Now this week, I just wanted to go through the misunderstandings of meditation, the assumptions that a lot of people have about meditation. And unfortunately, it makes practicing meditation a little more challenging because people have preconceptions and they're thinking, I'm not doing this, why aren't I doing this? I must be doing it wrong. So I'm just going to go through a meditation 101. We'll go through how to meditate, how to get the most from meditation, and a couple of breath techniques that make life easier, make life a lot easier. Now, the first thing with meditation is that I hear it a lot when people say, but my mind isn't silent. My mind is still chattering. I'm still thinking things. I've got thoughts there. And they're going through my mind and I can't relax. And you will have thoughts. Let's get this right. Your mind will not be absolutely clear of thought. That just won't happen. There'll be other things around you notice. That isn't the issue. Yeah, we call it the monkey mind. It's that chattering noise up inside your head, and it's the little things. It goes on and on. It's not whether you have those thoughts going through your mind. It's whether you listen to them. And that's your monkey brain kicking in there. Yeah. So don't assume that your mind will be completely blank when you meditate. It probably won't. The best way to handle it is, in all honesty, just give your mind something else to do. Give the monkey a job. When the monkey's got a job on, he can't chatter. So, okay, I just want you to close your eyes for a second. Just for a second. We're gonna quiet the monkey. Just for a moment. Now, all I want you to do is breathe normally. Just notice your breath, though. And every time you breathe in and out, slowly, deeply, just count that as a number. Just say one. And then the next breath, slowly, in and out. Two. And I want you to count up to 20. 20 breaths in and out. And if you get to 21 and that monkey is still bothering you, just start again from 1. That's it. Just do that for a moment. So that's something you can do, and it's a good way to meditate generally. A lot of people say, oh well, I can't meditate, I haven't got time. Let's be clear about this. To meditate, you don't actually need to be sat down in the lotus position and with nothing going on around you. You can actually meditate anywhere. And you can meditate for 10 seconds, for 20 seconds, for a minute. All you do is just switch off the communication between your monkey brain and you. And you do that by giving your monkey a job, by doing this mindful breathing. So try it. Just try it when you're having a coffee. I wouldn't do it when you're driving a car. That's not a good idea. That's going to lead to accidents, you know. But certainly you can do it. I've done it when I've been in meetings. When, you know, everybody else in the room is talking about something different, and I will just quickly meditate for a couple of minutes, that's all. Repetition is the key with meditation. The more often you do it, the more benefits you will get from it. Now, ideally, you have a location that you go to. It becomes a habit. You know, I sit down in this chair. This is my meditation chair. I sit out in the garden on a bench. I sit on the soft grass. I sit on the beach. It doesn't matter. Yeah. It certainly helps if you have a place that you go back to repeatedly to meditate. It's not vital, but it will make the meditations that little bit easier. Now, sitting. Sitting, I see so many people trying the lotus position. Sit how you're comfortable, as long as you're either sat with your feet flat on the ground. If you can sit in the lotus position, great, go for it. If you just want to sit cross-legged, great, go for it. The most important thing is comfort. When you're about to go into meditation, when you're about to go through a meditative state, the last thing you want to be is in any way uncomfortable. Yeah? That will ruin it quicker than anything else, I tell you. Yeah? So make sure you're comfortable. Make sure your spine is straight. That is probably the most important part of it. Now, I see a lot of people closing their eyes when they meditate. You don't need to. Well, ideally you should have your eyes partially closed. If they're wide open, you're going to be taking in too many signals from around you. You're going to see things that will distract you, etc. So your mind will wander. And if they're closed, then you may well become sleepy. It's great that you get some sleep, but that's not meditation. Yeah, meditation is about focusing your mind. It's about clearing your mind. Sleep is a different thing. So have your eyes half closed. Now, a lot of people, and it does work, like to focus on one thing before they start the proper meditation, should we say. They start the body of the meditation. They will have an object that they focus on each and every time. Now, this should be something personal to you. This should be something that you sit down with and you think, this means something to me, something spiritual, something deep. And just sit there and look at it and stare at it. If you find your mind wandering off to other thoughts, it's very simple to bring it back to the object in front of you. And then start your meditation. Although, strictly speaking, that is meditating. But it's a good way to start before a guided meditation, shall we say. And the other thing I want to talk about is the breath of fire. This is a good way to warm yourself up. Again, before you start the bulk of the meditation, the body of the meditation, it's always a good idea to stretch your body a bit. Just relax it, that's all. No strenuous exercises, just roll your arms, roll your neck, yeah, stretch your fingers. A thing that has worked very well for some people is just to lay down and work your way through your body and tense every single muscle from toes up to your head. Hold it and then relax. And it just gets the tension out of your body, it blocks your channels. It's as simple as that, yeah? The other thing you can do is something called breath of fire. Sounds fun, doesn't it? It's a Kundalini breathing technique. Now, to do it, we're going to do it now. Let's do it now, shall we? I want you to sit down. Okay, get yourself comfortable. If you're not ready to do this, then just pause, okay? Then just pause this audio for the moment. I should say this should never really be done for more than 2 or 3 minutes, ever. It's a very, very powerful breath technique, yeah? I tend to suggest people start on about 30 seconds and build up over time, yeah? But the best thing to do is just, right, sit down. If you're in lotus position, cross-legged, or you can sit on a bench, a chair, it doesn't matter, just have your spine straight. Now place your hands on your knees with your palms facing upward. Now just for the moment, I want you to take one of your hands, it doesn't matter if it's your left hand or your right hand, and just place your palm on your belly, just right next to your navel. Now on your very next breath, as you breathe in through your nose, feeling your belly expand. That's it. And without pausing, I want you to breathe out through your nose while pulling in your stomach muscles, squeezing them to the back of your spine to force that breath out. That's it. And do it again. That's it. Just breathe in through your nose. That's it. And just keep doing it until you're comfortable with your rhythm. Ideally, you want breathing in and breathing out to be about the same in length. Don't worry about it too much. That's not the objective. But just keep them the same in length. And continue the rhythm. Breathing in passively and breathing out forcefully. Now just repeat this several times. Speed it up. Speed up your breathing in and speed up your breathing out. That's it. Now just keep doing that for 30 seconds or thereabouts. Find your mind. Your mind is ready, your body is ready for meditation now. Now, you'll hear different things banded around. Obviously, there is a lot about meditation at the moment, but there are steps beyond meditation. Let's just go through the differences. Meditation is about quieting the mind, it's about relaxing and turning your sight into yourself. A journey. You can also have guided visualization. Now, guided visualization is a bit different. It's very similar. Guided meditation tends to be for a reason. Now, I particularly use it. If you've been on Harmony Healing, you'll know I use a lot of guided visualization for healing. Meditation will relax you and it will help generally with your health. It does. Has a lot of health benefits, but guided visualization is much more targeted. And if you've ever heard any of my healing audios, then you'll know that is there to target issues. That is there to deal with issues. I will possibly go into guided visualization a bit more in depth at a later stage, but I wanted you to be aware of the difference between meditation and guided visualization. Meditation is about your journey inside yourself, so it's about your discovery of what's happening inside you. Guided visualization is much more about a journey with a map already, with a destination in mind. Whereas with meditation, you have no destination, it's just where your mind takes you. So I hope that's helped. I hope that's helped. If you have any questions, by all means, podcast@harmonyhealing.net. Drop me a line. Next week, I think we'll do another meditation. What do you think? I think another meditation will be nice next week. But I hope you have a fantastic week. And I look forward to seeing you next Friday.